Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jordan.
And my name is Jason. And this is the podcast where myself and Jordan talk about our lives as dads, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter than usual. And we're going to be having a little bit of a resolution review.
Yeah. Last year, we on the podcast, we had some goals.
We set some goals.
Some personal goals, some podcast goals.
And some parenting goals.
Yeah, so, I'm going to say some, one each.
Yep, we're going to review them and then we're going to reset some goals for this year.
This is where, like, when you look back at your goals and you haven't achieved any of them.
Yeah. Going to manifest it.
New year, new me, baby.
Oh, amazing. So last year... I'm gonna go for yours.
Mine?
Yeah, I'm gonna call you out. So I'm gonna start with your personal.
Yeah, my personal.
Your
goal.
Personal resolution was to get fit. And you were talking from like health aspects, wanting to be around more, a bit of life longevity.
Yeah. So immediately on my weight hasn't changed. I've not fixed my weight. However, I've made some serious strides on like mental health, like all the other health aspects. I've figured out there's some stuff wrong with me.
Yeah.
But also like just stuff that's unique to like each of our bodies. Like I know what vitamins my body's deficient in.
Yep.
Like that's been quite a big change. Like I've been proactive in trying to figure out all the bits that are like not normal or that aren't usual so I can actually just be healthier and better. Found out that most likely got ADHD. This
really?
Year, yeah.
Wow.
I think last year I found out I got dyslexia as well. So, but it's just, it helps. It helps like figure out how to navigate things and it's helpful to know because then I'm not just struggling and I think I'm just struggling. It's, oh, okay, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I can't go to the gym. I've got ADHD. No, there's a guy that I follow called Adam Aveling. He was on Married at First Sight. Mm. He talks a lot about being healthy, not fit.
Yeah.
So he's like saying, look, if you want to lose weight, like don't worry about weight too much. You can be in peak physical condition and be like 13 stone of muscle and water. You can also be 13 stone of fat.
Yeah.
So he's like, don't focus on weight, focus on health and happiness. So he's very much in that camp and he's a personal trainer is what he's talking about.
And like, I've definitely like cleaned up my food a lot. Especially the last half of the year, clean a lot of my food, like much better habits and healthy stuff like that. Yep. It's one of those things that it's easy to make an excuse because this year has been like really turbulent in terms of routines.
Yeah.
Like we've been in hospital so much the past year that every time we get into a routine, like things just keep getting thrown about all the time.
Yeah.
So that would be one of That'd be one of my excuses. But also, I love junk food. Although most of it has been sorted, I just need to now go exercise.
You talk about happiness. Junk food makes me happy.
Exactly. Don't want to be miserable. But yeah, that's my personal goal. I think it's not a complete failure. Like, I wanted to be my ideal weight. That hasn't happened. But I actually have made some serious strides to being like more whole and healthy as a person.
Healthier.
Yeah. So that's a half a point.
Half a point.
For Gryffindor. What was your personal goal?
My personal goal was to go to bed earlier.
How was that?
I mean, it didn't start well. But I'd say the last few months, I've been much better. So I'm going to say, and I'm pretty certain Leanne would agree, there's not many nights I'm up past 11 now.
Really?
Half 10 is like late for me. Wow. Now. Yeah.
I mean, it's 8 minutes to 11 now.
Well, you know.
But this will be last year when this comes out.
Exactly. The pod will be podding. We're busy and we're cramming this in where we can. But yeah, more specifically, mine was to go to bed at 9 something.
Yeah.
Which I would say has happened a lot more this year than it has since I was probably like 7. So, but yeah. It hasn't happened much. So I'm going to give myself, I have been going to bed earlier. Have gone to bed at 9 something quite a few times.
Has it helped?
But not as much as I would have wanted.
Been nice.
I mean, yeah, like.
Just getting more sleep?
At the time as well, both kids were sleeping through. So going to bed at like 9:10 would have been amazing. Now they're not. So
yeah.
So it could be worse if I was going to bed later. It'd have been a lot worse. Mm. So maybe that's offsetting. So yeah, happy I've done it. And I'm going to roll that on.
Yeah, take a half point.
I want to take more than half.
Take a full point.
I'm comfortable in saying I have been going to bed earlier, even if I would have liked to have gone to bed at 9 something.
Yeah, it's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm comfortable in giving myself a point. I'm not being competitive.
You're only competing against yourself.
There you go. What else do we have? So, personal goal, parenting goals.
Parenting goals. So, I think last year I said very vague goal. This wasn't really easy to measure. This is some criticism on last year version
it's not
of me.
Easy to point.
Yeah. That's when you make goals, make it easy to actually count.
To score.
Yeah. I think it was something vague, like try to enjoy every moment more or like not stress out as much.
Find the joy.
Find the joy in all the moments.
Live, laugh, love.
I think a bit of background. We'd had quite a stressful year with my daughter's health.
Mm.
And that didn't change this year. And like, generally, like we've been through like pretty difficult circumstances this year, but we still managed to laugh our way through them. So that's fair. I'll take that as a point.
Take it as a point.
But also, I want a deducted point for a terrible goal. Like, it's a nice thing, but how are you supposed to measure that?
It's not measurable. Have you stressed less?
I don't know.
Have you been more joyful?
I don't know.
Give yourself a point.
It's been like, I'd say our lives are full of joy at the moment.
Take joy in getting the point.
But I don't know. It's difficult to measure like difficult circumstances against difficult circumstances because they're never the same.
Yeah.
But overall, like, yeah, we have quite a happy household. So that's good.
And you've done some big things. You've moved house.
Moved house.
Stressful situation.
Yeah. Moved house.
Flooded house.
Yeah.
Stressful situation.
Oh, yeah, forgot about
your
that.
Your car broke down quite a few times.
Broke down a few times.
Stressful situation.
I had a grandparent pass away.
Stressful situation.
That was stressful.
You couldn't get into your car.
No. Still.
Stressful situation.
And many, many, many hospital visits.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely joyful.
Yeah. And in your job as well, you're like the go-to for a lot of people with their stress as well. And their stressful situations.
That definitely is hard. Like, if you're a new listener, I'm a minister. And it's difficult when you're going through like a really tough time, like right in the middle of it. Because then when people come to you with their issues, they're like, put it into context.
Mm.
I definitely feel like I've been able to like not just do that. I'm not just kind of backing completely away now. Like the tough stuff that we've been through, I'm still helping people through theirs. And that's probably because the more difficult stuff you go through, the better you get at managing that.
Hmm.
And it's like when stuff isn't the end of the world, you can kind of appreciate it. It's not the end of the world. Like, this is tough. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll give myself a point.
So you've got 1.5 points.
1.5 points.
I mean, we're going for 3 points here. Yeah. we're both failing. So my parenting goal, I have failed. A big fat fail.
Ooh.
But it's not really my fault. So my parenting goal was to teach Luca how to ride his bike. Didn't do it. So I said that he was getting a bike for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
My in-laws very kindly bought him a bike. But it was a bit too big for him.
Oh.
He couldn't quite... Do you know when you have to reach the bottom of the pedals? He couldn't quite do it.
Yeah.
So he couldn't really balance even with... He couldn't even move it. Even with the stabilizers, he just couldn't quite... So I was thinking by summer, you know, he'd have grown maybe into it a little bit more. And he was getting there, but still not quite enough. Because to ride without stabilizers, you need momentum.
Yeah.
So he just couldn't quite do it. He just wasn't quite big enough for the big bike. So I failed. No points.
Nil point.
Nil point. So I might roll that into next year.
Yeah.
Although I've got a little bit of a different one. It's probably harder for next year, which we'll come back to. So nil point.
Nil point. Finally, we rolled on to... We had some goals for the podcast.
We did.
And they were pretty positive.
Yep. Points all round.
Points all round. So I think last year I said we just hit 10,000 downloads.
Yep.
So that's the context. And I said it would be amazing this year if we could hit 50,000 downloads total.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit it.
We did it.
Boo, 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 boo. Thank you so much, genuinely, to everyone who listens, shares. Like, it means the world to us. Like,
yeah.
Just for us as well to talk about being parents, it is really cool. Like,
yeah.
To have a space every time that we have to talk about our kids.
Mm.
But then in turn helps other people. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get the actual figure up because I haven't looked.
It was a little while ago that we did it. But yeah, amazing. Just want to say massive thank you. We said this at IKEA to our wives and our families for letting us talk about all this sort of stuff. And of course, you guys who you tune in and listen. We had people sending us the screenshots of their Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
Some like people that were in the top 0.2% listeners and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, amazing.
So it was 52,100.
There we go.
And 55.
So yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Give yourself a point.
Oh, point.
So that's 2.5.
I'll take it.
What was mine? Mine was to do a live show. And I said, wouldn't it be cool to do it at IKEA?
You literally, and it, on the video last year, it literally said, let's rock up to IKEA, do a live show.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's madness.
We did it.
That is really, really weird, but amazing. How amazing is that?
Yeah. And it wasn't one of those where we started planning it and then said it to like look like we did it.
No, that was the full journey.
That was the full journey. It was like the idea was there. I think you can see it on the video. I'm going, wouldn't it be cool to do it at IKEA? And you're quite clearly thinking, no.
But no, it's definitely amazing.
But we did it. And yeah, really fun. That was a fun night.
That was a really cool moment as well.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
That was super fun. So yeah, give myself a point. Boop. Boop. That's my point noise. So you landed on 2.5 out of 3 and I did 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
There you go.
Successful year.
Successful year.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com.
Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We mentioned our international listeners just off the cuff. We haven't had for a while someone challenge us to say their kids' names.
Maybe because they don't want to be offended.
Maybe. But yeah, if your goal is to be more offended for this year, send us your kids' names and we will try to say them.
That'd be brilliant.
Do you want to cast an eye to this coming year and our new goals?
2024. Have you got your goals sorted?
I mean, a lot of it's going to be organic as they come out. I have put a little bit of thought into it.
See, it's really weird. I think this time last year, like, setting goals was quite a helpful thing for me then. And I don't know whether or what's changed, but it's more, I'm less bothered about setting the goal and achieving it, and more like intrigued of just seeing what could happen.
Yeah,
I've never been like that before. I've always had a plan, always wanted to have a target. Whereas I think, because even the things like with the podcast, like, I didn't think we'd actually get to 50,000 downloads. At the same time, I thought, oh, why not? Mm. And then the same with the IKEA thing. I think my ambitions for the podcast side of things, let's just see what happens. See where it goes. I think ambitions for at home, again, the goals aren't, I don't really have goals that I can put actual stats around.
That you can get points for.
Yeah. No, I'm going to steal yours, actually. I want to teach my daughter how to ride a bike.
There we go. So parenting goal for you for 2024.
Yeah.
Teach her how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
My parenting goal for 2024 is teach my son how to play an instrument.
Oh.
Get him into music. Like, obviously, he's going to be like turning five. He's not going to be...
I was about to say Picasso.
Yeah, he's not going to be the next Picasso. Just a painter.
Picasso of the guitar.
But yeah, I'd like to get him to kind of start learning how to play an instrument. Mm. And then the bike, I'm going to roll over.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that going. So yeah, that would be probably for... Mila be a bit too young, maybe. Maybe get her a balance bike.
Yeah.
Start off with that. And also to do more outdoor things.
Do more outdoor things.
Yeah. Do more outdoor things, regardless of the weather. So if they're like, oh, Daddy, can we go like outside and play? And I'm like, oh, it's a bit rainy. Let's do something inside. I think let's just like layer up. Someone said recently, there's no bad weather, just bad outfit choices.
That's good. That's a good quote.
So yeah, play outside more. Maybe get Luca into playing an instrument and then get them riding bikes.
Do you have a personal goal?
That's three.
That's the parents. That's fine.
My personal, this is the one that is set in stone. This is the one that I really want to. So for a bit of context, I've never done resolutions until we did them on the pod last
really?
Year.
Really?
Yeah. So for me to get two out of threes, it's quite good.
Yeah.
With, you know, one of them not being 66%. My fault. If you had a normal size bike, I think I'd have done it. Be on time more.
Be on time more?
Yeah. Or be early more.
Wow.
So I'm one of those people who, if something's starting at 8:30, I will aim to be, I'm like, right, 8:30, takes half an hour to get there, leave at 7. I'm that kind of person. So we're quite often getting in the car park at 8:30, but we're getting in the car park when we should be sat down doing whatever it is we're doing.
If it starts at 8:30, takes half an hour to get there, you're leaving at 7.
Did I miss my numbers?
An hour and a half.
Okay. So so if it's half an hour, I will give it half an hour.
So you're leaving at 8, yeah. You're leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell that I go to church. My default is 7:30. But if something's 7:30 and it takes half an hour, I'll leave at 7. To leave at 7. With kids, you don't leave yourself a lot of wiggle room.
No.
I'm going to start to plan. My goal is to be on time, or because quite often we're a minute or two late. And it's not enough to be considered people that are always late.
Yeah.
But to me, it gets to 7:30, we're not there. I'm late.
Yeah. You are those people.
Yeah. But it's only ever a minute or two. Do you know what I mean? We never last.
See, I would find that resolution stressful.
But I'm talking, when you like pan out, I'm talking about saving myself or gaining 5 minutes. Just tweaking things slightly.
It compounds.
So that's what I want to do. That's going to be my personal resolution, is to be
on time.
A couple of minutes early.
Ah, a couple of minutes early.
That allows me to be on time.
Interesting.
That's my personal resolution.
I've got a few personal ones. The first one is the same as last year. I need to get fit. I turned 30 this year.
So all the spiel about being more healthy.
No, as in...
You're just going to roll back.
I feel like I've done all the pre-work.
Yeah, you've done the pre-workout.
I'm in a healthy mindset. I now need to actually...
You've laid the foundation.
Foundation is there. I now need to shift the body fat.
Which makes... Hey, which I know I made a joke, but that makes complete sense.
I want to go into my 30th year like healthier than I've ever been for my daughter.
Mm.
And it's like that perspective of... It's not just because I want to be fit or anything. I actually want to be a good example to my daughter. Like, I don't want to like get to 30 and feel like I'm... aging. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I will tell you from experience,
I already feel old.
You'll hit 30 and you'll feel aged.
But like at the moment, my when we play football with my daughter, she doesn't run around a lot.
Yeah,
like, she will only ever increase, and I want to be able to keep up.
Mm.
And so like, I just need to get fit. That is actually, my body needs to be fit and healthy, optimum health.
What are we talking, like park run? Are you going to get into the park run?
Probably not. I hate running. So this is one thing I've learned. Don't do stuff I just hate. Hate running, but do stuff that I enjoy and it's still healthy. So, lots of exercise.
Wii Sports.
Virtual ping pong.
Just sat down. What are you doing? Working out?
You joke, but play ping pong on the VR headset. Break a sweat.
So, fitness.
Fitness. And the second one.
Witness the fitness.
And the second one is I want to read a book every month.
Whoa.
So I've done that before and I've read more than a book a month. And I read like chapters of loads of different books each month. But I want to do like cover to cover 12 books on top of what I would use for like my job for like research and stuff.
See, I think reading to me is fitness to you. I've run into you. I don't want to do it because I don't like it.
See, I hate reading.
But I know but I should.
Also the act of... going to bed, reading a book for half an hour, I think will help me overall in general.
Than scrolling through.
Yeah. And or at least having just space where I can just think. Like, so recently I went on like a little retreat day in the Peak Districts. I took a few books. I read as much of the books as I could and then just went for like a 3-hour walk. Usually hate walking, but after having read all that stuff, it was like just thinking about it and it was really helpful.
Hmm.
So, yeah, want to read a book a month.
A book a month.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one. Where are we up to? Pod goals? We've done personal parenting. That's
all the goals.
Your pod one is just to...
Oh, no. We haven't done pod goals, have we?
You said like, oh, just keep going.
Yeah, but I said that. But
you've got to put a goal on
go.
It. How are you going to earn the point?
Exactly.
Got him. What's your pod goal?
Oh, you go first. Let me think about it.
Mine is for the pod. So we did a live show. I'd like to do another one. That'd be good. But I would love to do, and this is your idea, a family fun day.
Yeah.
Host a family fun day where it is something that is fun for everybody. So when you say family fun day, that normally means stuff for kids that parents can come along to.
Yeah.
I'm talking like stuff that's fun for everyone.
Axe throwing. I mean.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something that I'm going to enjoy as well. Yeah. As my daughter.
Arcade games for adults.
Yes.
Do you know, there's basketball.
Yeah. Love it. I love them.
Something like that. I'll have to speak to Leanne about something that women would enjoy. Because I don't want to be like stereotypical, like, oh, a salon corner for women. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd have to...
Yeah, my wife would probably hate that.
Like, I need to find out what women would find enjoyable. But something that is just fun for all the family, that we can just host, see a load of families, a load of listeners, and just have like a really good... affordable
yes
day out where all the family enjoy it, and like parents aren't driving back like, oh, it was nice for the kids, it was like, wasn't that a great day out? I would love to do something like that. I know there's a lot of logistics involved.
It's doable,
but yeah,
there was a lot of logistics in IKEA.
Yeah,
there was quite a lot
of chips and meatballs, but yeah. I would love to do something along those lines. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I think I'm finding it hard to put it down to like an actual tangible goal. It fits it into that same category. I'd like to have something for the podcast, which is, and this sounds like cheesy as well, but like that doesn't directly just benefit us. Like it tangibly can help or just be of benefit to other people other than just like the listening. So it could be a family fun day. Could steal that as a goal.
Like a fundraiser.
Yeah, but I think more like a like established, it's in my head, is like a, oh, okay, that's something that we could do or support. It's very vague. I've set myself up for failure.
I know, but like you want to feel like we've done some wider good.
Yeah.
Rather than just sat and had a chat.
Yeah. I think it'll be nice to have a branch of the podcast which is like an actual something useful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that looks like, but
there you go.
We've reading those books, that'll give me the goals.
Got 12 months to figure it out.
2024, again, I can't believe we're there.
Year of the goldfish, baby.
Year of the goldfish.
So yeah, let us know your goals for this year. Why don't you do something like that? Personal goals, parenting goals, and then like a career goal or something like that.
Yeah, it's always helpful, isn't it? I think it's always helpful just to sit down and kind of go, what is it that I want to achieve?
Yeah.
From this year, what could I class as being a good year?
Yeah. Let us know and then we can call you.
We can call you out.
We can hold you accountable. Yes. At the end of the year. Maybe that's why I've done
it. We can send them back to you next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why I've done it, because it's out there now. I've said I'm going to do it.
There you go.
I've got record of me saying it.
Definitely helps.
Definitely helps. So yeah, send us your goals and we'll call you out.
Amazing. Thank you so much to everyone who's listening, who has listened, continues to listen.
Mm. We hope you have a...
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Great year ahead, and we'll see you next week.